Hey, school success makers, welcome to another edition of the School Success Podcast. I'm your host, Mitchell Slater, and today we're going to do something new that we've actually never done before. And we're going to try it out and see, let's just see how it goes. We kind of finished our mini series where we're going through things that you guys can do to help with enrollment, since we're obviously right in the middle of enrollment season. But then we've had some just great episodes in the past, and we've had over 100 episodes for the School Success Podcast, which is just awesome. So many great people, great interviews, and just great things that I've learned, and I know you guys have learned as well. So we're going to try something. We're going to do some episodes with just highlights of the different things we've learned from the different guests we've had on, and we're going to kind of piece a few of them together for each week, so you guys can kind of get a recap of some of the biggest takeaways, the biggest moments that we've had on the podcast. So that's what we're going to do. So a little different, but I hope you guys enjoy and get some little nuggets from the episodes that you can, again, as always, take back to your school to make it better than it is right now. So please enjoy this week's highlights and episodes from past episodes on the School Success Podcast. Enjoy.
Motivated Youth Academy, we're really no different than any school. And I think really what we try to start is we try to start with our culture. I think I've learned in all my travels of great schools and being a principal and assistant principal and a science teacher and physical educator, the number one priority in any school to have success, I believe, is culture. And that really starts with a tone at the top, meaning that we really have to identify our core values. What are things that are going to keep us on the straight and narrow? It's kind of like a Zappos, you know, mindset. You know, with Tony Hsieh, the work that he did there. And I think, again, I really take a lot of stock in what we do in our core values to really review them on a regular basis, to check for understanding, to make sure as we're onboarding new staff that they really are aligned to core values, because our biggest success will be when those core values aligned. At the same time, when things go sideways, we can usually go down that list and someone may be deviated from that. So I think that's the first thing that we need to do is just ensure that we're all on the same page.
You know, something that I've been thinking a lot about over the years is the schooling system over in England. The tutoring system over there, for hundreds of years, I believe, they referred to it as the jewel and the crown. And I think that's something that they discovered, I think that Oxford and Cambridge were around since the 18th century, although I need to fact check myself on that, is the tutoring system that they have, where students can learn one-on-one or one-to-two with a teacher or with a tutor. And that, I think that, you know, in England, they realize that when you're in this smaller environment, one-on-one, that the benefits of learning might be explosive. Whereas if you're in a classroom with 15 other students, 20 other students, it may be a little bit harder to stay engaged with the material. It might be harder to absorb the material that's being presented in class. Yeah, so I think that, like you were saying before, with the math classes that you were taking as you progress through school, the more difficult the subject matter gets, the more important it is to stay active in the learning process. And I think that when I have a student in front of me, or one of my tutors has a student in front of me, there's no escape. It has to be an active process. You can't just passively sit in a classroom. So, you know, I think student engagement can be partially an issue. Sometimes the material is really difficult or more difficult. And, you know, when things tend to be more difficult, it's easier when you have somebody right next to you who has an interest in you succeeding that can help you really gain mastery of a certain set of material.
Hey, school success makers, just a really quick break from the episode to highlight our amazing sponsors over at America's Christian Credit Union. They are celebrating 65 years of service this year, and they provide essential school banking services and a tuition financing program for schools looking to reduce their risk and administrative burden. And you guys can find out all about them on their website, americaschristiancu.com/schools. That's americaschristiancu.com/schools. They are amazing over there, and I always like to say, if you're a school that collects tuition and you have a hard time collecting all of tuition at the end of the year, maybe it comes around May, June, you're like, man, we only got collected 95 or 98% of what tuition was owed to our school. One of the things you can do is have your parents get a tuition financing loan through the credit union, and then they pay the credit union directly, and you get your funds up front at the beginning of the year as the school. So you don't have to chase people throughout the year, and you can focus on what you do best, and that is loving and educating your students. And it doesn't cost your school anything to do it. So check them out online, americaschristiancu.com/schools. All right, back to the show.
Got to kind of get into COVID because I, in my network, I'm really humbled by everything that I hear and trying to come up with solutions and answers. And I think that our students chronologically have gotten 2 years older, but I think there's no doubt in anyone's mind, I don't think there's anyone on this podcast would say that didn't happen to us, is that we've got a big gap right now and the maturation, the development, the socio-emotional learning. So what we try to do, even though we're an independent study, which means we're not a typical school with, say, 25 classrooms and we're sitting down with 30 kids in classrooms and they're going throughout the day, that it's independent study. That means that you can work anytime, anywhere. Your teacher, literally, though, the non-negotiable in our organization is that every single teacher checks in with every student every single day. Wow. That could be a text message. That could be a quick Zoom. That could be a phone call, that could be even an in-person. And I can say this honestly and sincerely, I want to be very transparent and yet professional. I've worked on high school campuses where I've had kids tell me at the end of the day, from when the time they got off the bus to the time they got back on the bus, no one ever said a word to them, which means that they can sit in a classroom with a backpack on, they can go hide at lunchtime, they don't have to say anything on the bus. And that saddens me because that's not good. So we're trying to check in. And I really take this phrase literally, that I've learned that if we can get in the hearts of students, then we can start to get into their heads.
Sometimes you have students, you brought up yourself, you know, you struggled with math when it reached a certain point, right? And I think the thing that gives students difficulty when they reach a certain point with math or science, for example, or maybe with literature, is that things become a little bit theoretical or things become abstract. And sometimes teachers focus on theoretical or abstract versions of things. What we try to do is we try to move it away from the abstract and we try to make it more technical, like a skill. In other words, if you see X situation, you respond by doing Y. I think the easiest example to give of that maybe is on the SAT, when there are abstract questions that they ask on the math section. One of the things that we teach our tutors and that I myself do when I'm working with students is I try to tell students, make it concrete. Take this out of the realm of the abstract, make it concrete for yourself. And then once students realize that, the answer is that much easier for them to see.
Hey, School Success Makers, just a really quick break to highlight one of our amazing sponsors, and that is ClassReach. Now, ClassReach supports schools of all sizes from application to graduation. Take charge of your school with ease, power, and mobility using ClassReach, the school management software administrators and teachers love using. You can get your free demo at ClassReach.com. That's ClassReach.com. They are amazing people, and they provide this amazing SIS software for you to keep track of your students' grades, communicating with families that are enrolled, and a whole bunch more. So again, check it all out on their website, ClassReach.com. They are awesome. All right, now back to the show.
It's something that I often think about is, you know, what I can share, and I'm going to probably go back to what I said in the beginning. I think the number one thing for any school leader, any educator, is build your capacity. Is that building your capacity is key and modeling lifelong learning. Secondly, is really kind of assess or take stock on the culture of where you work. Whatever you can do to make sure that professional development is going to be front and foremost. Thirdly, is continue to say, you know, what can I do to inspire others to greatness? And I think sometimes I learned it's not the dollars that many times we tend to kind of use the phrase, we'll toss money, quote, end of quote, that we'll toss money at things. And many times money doesn't solve that problem. But I think, again, it's leading at the top and doing that and continuing to be, you know, somewhat flexible to say that we're going to have to pivot, we're going to have to adapt. Bending rather than breaking, I think, is key. But at the end of the day, you're really honoring your mission, your vision, and what you're doing. And also take stock in yourself as an educator to say, how am I leaving my legacy? Am I really, truly making it better for other people? And I think at the end of the day, we say that education, I still think to this day, I say it, it's been said so many times, it's a very noble profession.
We're referred by other families. I think other families that have used this have been the best referral system for us. But, you know, I'm continually trying to look for ways to partner with schools, to work more closely with schools, because I think I have so much respect for classroom teachers. I was a classroom teacher myself, and I know how incredibly difficult it can be to keep the attention of 15 or 20 or 25 students, and then maybe to have, you know, either tutoring resources or other tutors just as another point of contact for students, you know, in helping learn the material. There's a way in which it can enhance student success and then help the teacher with, you know, material that's coming down the line, because students will be that much more confident.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that recap of some of the past episodes we've had on the podcast. And as always, I'm just hoping that you guys can take at least one thing away from any of these episodes that you can take back to your school to make your school better than it is right now. There are so many great things inside of these podcast episodes that we're hoping you guys can take back and use. So if you need to, go back and scan through some of the episodes. You can read through them and see some of the different people we've interviewed, the topics that we've talked about, and maybe you can grab something from there that maybe you're currently in the middle of, or you're going through, or you just wanted some extra help or guidance on. Great way to kind of scan back through and look at the podcast. But hoping you guys kind of enjoy these kind of quick recap episodes. And as always, I've mentioned it before, we have three great free resources, three great free resources for you guys to check out. The first one, of course, is what you're listening to right now. It is the podcast. It's free, weekly episodes coming out that we want you guys to make sure you're chiming into and listening to and soaking in. The second one, we have a great Facebook community that we want you guys to make sure you're a part of, completely free. And it's called School Success Makers. So if you're on Facebook, go join in there. I'm personally in there. Love to see you in there as well. Or you can ask questions, connect with some different school leaders that are in there from all over the world. And then the last and last one of all of that is our School Success Report, which you can sign up for on our website currently, schoolsuccessmakers.com. In the top right-hand corner, you can click the button School Success Report. And it is a weekly email that will go out, just kind of going over different articles that our team has written, highlighting some teachers, giving some articles and ideas that we have come across that we want to make sure you guys are seeing as well. So make sure you're getting that every week. Some great content that the team has prepared, so we can put it out there for you guys to check out. And as always, if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, or ideas, we want to hear from those and we want to hear from you with those. So please contact us through our website, schoolsuccessmakers.com, and let us know those so we can better serve you guys. And we love you. We appreciate you. And we'll be back here next week with another awesome episode as usual on the School Success Podcast. We'll see you then.